On the dais, we have the members of the organizers. First, Santosh Ji. We have Dr. G.B. Harish. Namaskar to you. Shri Sandeep Balakrishnan Ji. Mr. Robert Rosario Ji. All of you, ladies and gentlemen, my namaskar to all of you. It's a very important issue today that we are going to discuss. Tipu Sultan and the mindset of his worshippers. Today, in fact, while I came for this event, this very important event, something extremely important has happened. In fact, the army chief, Bipin Rawat Ji, is in Karnataka. I'll just wait for a while. Please settle down in there. No issues. I think we should all cooperate with a media friend of ours. Because of them, our voice reaches millions of people. Please cooperate with the media friends. Please allow them space and let's show the utmost courtesy to our media friends. They stand for us for hours all together to capture our speech so that our ideas travels far and wide. Please, I request you all. Thank you. What I was saying is, while I was coming here for this important speech, for this important session, while I was watching the television channel, I gathered that General Bipin Rawat, the Chief of Army Staff, is today in your beautiful state of Karnataka. He was unveiling the statue of Field Marshal Karyappa Ji, K.M. Karyappa Ji, the first Commander-in-Chief of Indian Army. And I gather while he was addressing the press and he was giving his speech, he said that he recommended a Bharat Ratna at his time, that a Bharat Ratna should be recommended for Field Marshal Karyappa Ji. But the irony is, we had the Congress spokesperson and the tall leader of the Congress party, Abhishek Manu Singhvi, and few other congressmen questioning this. They questioned the right of General Bipin Rawat to even recommend a Bharat Ratna. The chief of the army staff, can he not recommend a Bharat Ratna? He has recommended a Bharat Ratna. He has recommended an award for an eminent personality of this country. And here we have the congressmen. They are grouping together to oppose this. My question here in this land of Karnataka today to Mr. Siddaramaiah, whom in my speech henceforth I would be addressing as Sultan Siddaramaiah. My question to Sultan Siddaramaiah is, why do you not want any kind of award? Why do you oppose when the army chief recommends any award for an eminent Kannadiga, that is Field Marshal Karyappa Ji, but you are ever ready to give Bharat Ratna to Tipu Sultan? So this is a very important question. While they are fighting for Tipu Sultan, they are fighting for the pride of Tipu Sultan, they are showing as if Karnataka is nothing but Tipu Sultan. Here we have the congressman humiliating the son of the soil because Field Marshal Karyappa comes from Kurk. I would say Field Marshal Karyappa, and I gathered the history of his family also. I inquired the history of the family of Field Marshal Karyappa Ji before I came for this speech, and I gathered from eminent historians and authors that his family had also faced brutalities from Tipu Sultan. So naturally, this is the face of the Congress party. They would rather vouch for, stand for Tipu Sultan, but they would speak against the army chief and the former field marshal Karyappa Ji. Remember what the Congress party had to say for the army chief? For the army chief, the Congress party had to use the word sadak ke gunde. For them, the army chief who is fighting for the valor of this country, for them, the army chief without whom, without the army, the defense and security of India can never be taken care of. For them, they are sadak ke gunde. But for them, Tipu Sultan, whom I would call a tyrant, was a hero. This is what the vote bank politics has reduced Indian politics to today. It's an irony that because of this so-called secular politics of the Congress party, Congress was reduced to 44 seats in India in the last Lok Sabha elections. The only bastion that is left of the Congress party, before they are almost wiped out, and this existential crisis of the Congress party, the only bastion is this beautiful state of Karnataka. And in order to retain this only bastion of the Congress party, that is Karnataka, Mr. Siddaramaiah, Sultan Siddaramaiah, who has learned no lessons, he is busy selling the same 6-decade-old secularism in the package of Tipu Sultan. It was because of this pseudo-secularism that an Antony Commission report had to be submitted. After 2014 debacle, an Antony Commission report had to be submitted saying that we looked too Muslim and we were looking almost anti-Hindu because of the pseudo-secularism that we had practiced. And yet again we see Mr. Siddaramaiah doing the same over here. As far as Tipu Sultan is concerned, it is a habit of the pseudo-seculars. Ye kaadat hai pseudo-seculars ka. Ki jo Bharat ka itihas hota hai, usko tod marod ke dikhana hi hai. उसको तोड़ मरोड़ करके जिन लोगों ने भारत के ऊपर आक्रमण किया है, the ones who are invaders, they would be shown as if they are glorified people, be it Aurangzeb, be it Babur. And rightly said by many eminent people, Tipu Sultan is nothing but the Aurangzeb of South. He is nothing but the Aurangzeb of South, the way he had plundered, destroyed, the way he had altered the history of this land. I would borrow a saying from Lewis B. Borghi, who says that atrocities against the Mangaloreans, against the Malabarians, in the Malabar region in fact, the atrocities committed against Malabar by Tipu Sultan far more outweighed the atrocities that were committed by the likes of Muhammad Ghazni, Nadir Shah and Alauddin Khilji. जितना अलाउद्दीन खिलजी, नादिर शाह और मोहम्मद गजनी ने नहीं किया, उससे ज्यादा आतंक टीपू सुल्तान ने मालाबार में फैलाया है. उसके बावजूद ये दुख का विषय है कि आज भारत में ऐसी राजनीति हो रही है. और मैं सुल्तान सिद्धरमैया जी से पूछना चाहूंगा कि ये कौन सी सेक्युलरिज्म है कि आप खुद मैसूर से हैं. सुल्तान सिद्धरमैया बिलोंग्स टू मैसूर, ही कॉन्टेस्ट फ्रॉम मैसूर. Tyrant Tipu Sultan was the ruler of Mysore for 17 years. I would only say that if you are not aware of the history and if yet you celebrate Tipu Jayanti, then it is a mistake. But if you know the history, you come from the area, you have been a sufferer, you know the history and yet you celebrate, then you are committing a sin against your own people. You are committing a sin against your own people. You are rubbing salt on the wounds of the people of Kurg and Malabar. You are rubbing salt against the wounds of the people who worship idol, who are Hindus, whose temples had been desecrated by Tipu Sultan. As far as Tipu Sultan is concerned, this is a free country. We have freedom of expression. And it's not only about freedom of expression that I can speak about the facts of Tipu Sultan. If I am right, there was an oral observation by Justice Mukherjee, the Chief Justice of Karnataka High Court, that Tipu Sultan was never a freedom fighter. He was a monarch who was fighting for safeguarding his own interest. Ye Karnataka ke mukhya nyayadhish Justice Mukherjee ne kaha hai ki Karnataka ke jo Tipu Sultan ki jayanti manane ki kawayat ho rahi hai, iski avashyakta nahi hai. क्योंकि टीपू सुल्तान कोई योद्धा नहीं था जो भारत की स्वतंत्रता के लिए लड़ रहा था. टीपू सुल्तान अपने लिए लड़ रहा था और वो एक आक्रांता था. ये जस्टिस मुखर्जी ने कहा है, मैं अपने शब्द नहीं कह रहा हूं. एंड दीज आर फैक्ट्स व्हिच हैव बीन लेड डाउन इन हिस्ट्री. द आयरनी इज, सिंस वी हैव ऑथर्स ऑन द स्टेज, प्राइमरी सोर्सेज आर विजिबल एविडेंट इन फ्रंट ऑफ अस. प्राइमरी सोर्सेज, वी कैन बोरो ऑल दीज फैक्ट्स फ्रॉम द प्राइमरी सोर्सेज. प्राइमरी सोर्सेज मीनिंग, we don't have to depend on the history as a hearsay. primary sources as letters written by Tipu Sultan himself to his lieutenants, letters written by Tipu Sultan to his friend Nawabs, letters written by Tipu Sultan which he kept for himself in form of diaries and journals. Then we had land records which have been documented, land records of Malabar, land records of Mysore which have been documented, which have been well preserved as manuals. We have eyewitnesses of the contemporary period historians and people of eminence of that period themselves. So many people who came as travelers, who were working here, Britishers, Portuguese, German, Indians, all of these people have documented as to what was happening during that period. So these are primary sources which are available from which we need to worry. Yet, when we focus on these primary sources, we have Siddaramaiah Ji, the Chief Minister of Karnataka, saying that communal forces have distorted history. Primary sources cannot be called as communal. That means that letters that were written by Tipu Sultan were communal. The paper was communal. Tipu Sultan himself wrote to his friends, Nawab of Kurnool, Ranmast Khan, that I had a fantastic fight in Kurk. I invaded Kurk. 40,000 people were taken as prisoners, men, women and small children. They were almost carried as herds of sheep and cattle. Unko bheed bakriyon ki tarah main leke gaya. All of them were converted into Islam. And today I can say, in one of his letters he mentions, today I can say there is not a single Hindu left in Calicut, Kozhikode. Not a single Hindu left in Kozhikode. I can say that a few are there in Cochin, but we will see to it that even jihad spreads there. This is a letter. Several such letters have been written by none other than the so-called secular Tipu Sultan. This great secular soul has written these letters that I have butchered, I have killed, I have converted, circumscribed people so that they become converted. And he has congratulated his friends who have butchered and killed people and converted people. So these are documented evidences. Despite the fact that these documented evidences are staring on our face, on our eyes, we are not blinking. We are not ready to see what the truth is. We are here to celebrate Tipu Jayanti. The irony is, look at the date of Tipu Jayanti. I remember for the first time when it was declared in 2015, the 10th of November they are going to celebrate Tipu Jayanti. There was an article in the newspaper, you can correct me if I am wrong. There was an article that 10th of November is the date. It coincides not with the date of birth of Tipu Sultan, rather it coincides with the date when 700 Iyengar in Malekote. 700 Iyengars in Malekote were hanged by this secular leader. And up till today, the Malekote Iyengars don't celebrate the Diwali. Because that is the extent of impact, the hanging of their ancestors, 700 of them, on November 10th, had an impact on their heart. So my friends, I ask this question to Siddaramaiah Ji, what is the reason as to why you want to celebrate Tipu Jayanti on 10th of this month? What kind of salt do you want to rub on the wounds of people who have suffered decades after decades in remembrance of what had happened to their ancestors? Thousands of them been killed and butchered. In 1788, Kurg was raided. And we have a first-hand account of Mir Hussain Kirmani, who was the biographer, none other than a courtier and biographer of Tipu Sultan. And very proudly writes in the biography of Tipu Sultan that this was the way as to how the raid took place. 8,000 men and women were captured in one go. They were all converted into Islam. People were hanged and people were killed. It is present in the biography himself by his own biographer. We all remember about the famous Omkareshwar temple. The famous Omkareshwar temple in Madikeri. When there was this raid by Tipu Sultan, in the fright that this famous temple, it would be razed down, it would be desecrated, it would be destroyed. The people in fact removed the tower of the temple to replace it with a dome, so that from a distance it looks like a masjid. So that from a distance it looks like a mosque. So the tower of the temple of Omkareshwara was removed and replaced by a dome. I gather even till today the dome is present. So these are evidences which are shouting, they're shouting at the top of their voice as to what Tipu Sultan had done. And yet look at the pseudo-seculars of this country who are so hell-bent to celebrate Tipu Jayanti because they want to gather a few votes. Why I called Siddaramaiah Ji Sultan? I called Siddaramaiah Ji Sultan because Rahul Gandhi himself went to a foreign destination and said that we are dynasts. We are dynasts and the Sultanate of Congress Party will function this way. Because we are dynasts. That is why I call Siddaramaiah Ji, because your own vice president, he would be annoyed if I don't call you Sultan. He would be annoyed because he has said that we are dynasts. So since the Congress Party is a dynast party, as accepted by your vice president itself, so I call you Sultan. And I would say as to why you are propagating the Tipu Jayanti is because of the very reason that you want to establish similar kind of sultanate in Karnataka. I gather, I was told by my good friends over here, that while the UPA dispensation was in central governance for 10 years last, Mr. Rehman Khan was the minority affairs minister. He wanted to establish a Muslim-only university in Karnataka. Mr. Rehman Khan wanted to establish a Muslim-only university in Karnataka, and the name of the university was proposed to be Tipu Sultan University. Tipu Sultan Muslim-only University. Have you heard education being, divided in these lines of religion, caste and creed? But that's what they were planning. Thankfully, it could not come up. It is the same Rehman Khan who wrote a letter of protection for Zakir Naik. He wrote a letter to the then minister in UPA itself, broadcasting minister, Manish Tiwari ji, saying that protect the interest of Zakir Naik. His peace TV, etc., etc., should be protected because he's a bona fide citizen. And remember what Digvijay ji had to say for Zakir Naik. He had to call him apostle of peace. Shanti ka dut. Zakir Naik shanti ka dut. Tipu Sultan mahan. Badmash to hum hi hai. Badmash khali hum hai. Baki wo sab shanti ke. Osama bin to Osama ji hai. Osama bin Laden. Aur Tipu Sultan. तो जिसके लिए ओसामा बिन लादेन ओसामा जी हैं, बाटला हाउस एनकाउंटर के आतंकवादी मारे जाते हैं तो सोनिया जी को 3 दिन तक नींद नहीं आती है, ये सब मैं नहीं कह रहा हूं, ये सलमान खुर्शीद ने कहा है। सलमान खुर्शीद ने उत्तर प्रदेश के इलेक्शन में कहा कि जब बाटला हाउस के एनकाउंटर में आतंकवादी मारे गए तो सोनिया जी को नींद नहीं आई, वो 3 दिन तक रोती रही रोती रही रोती रही। जब आतंकवादियों को देखकर सोनिया जी रोती रहती है, ओसामा बिन लादेन को अमेरिका ने पानी में फेंक दिया मार के, यहां किसको दर्द हुआ? दिग्विजय सिंह जी को दर्द हुआ। मेरे ओसामा जी के साथ अमेरिका ने अच्छा नहीं किया, पानी में फेंक दिया। उनको बहुत प्यार से दफनाना था, उनको पानी में कैसे फेंक दिया? ओसामा जी के लिए इतनी पीड़ा। और हाफिज सईद के लिए प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस करते करते एक तो सुशील कुमार सिंधे जी ने, जो उस समय गृह मंत्री थे, और अभी जो रंजीत सुरजेवाला जी उनके मीडिया इंचार्ज है, दोनों ने इतना प्यार आया हाफिज सईद के लिए कि एक ने कहा हाफिज साहब, सुशील कुमार सिंधे जी ने पार्लियामेंट में कहा हाफिज साहब को ऐसे नहीं, और दूसरे ने कहा रणदीप सुरजेवाला जी ने हाफिज श्री हाफिज जी। इतना प्यार मोदी जी के नहीं है, देश के प्रधानमंत्री के लिए जी श्री कुछ नहीं है, उनके लिए सबसे निकृष्ट गालियां हैं, और हाफिज सईद और ओसामा के लिए जी श्री सब है। उसी के आधार पर चलते हुए आज टीपू सुल्तान को भी सिद्धरमैया जी सर पे उठा के जिस प्रकार बैठे हैं, और मैं ये सवाल पूछता हूं 300 साल बाद टीपू सुल्तान याद आया है? फॉर 300 इयर्स नो वन डिमांडेड दैट देयर शुड बी अ टीपू जयंती। हु वाज डिमांडिंग दैट देयर शुड बी अ टीपू जयंती? पीपल ऑफ दिस कंट्री वर लिविंग हैप्पीली टुगेदर, वी डिड नॉट वांट टू फाइट, वी वर ऑल लिविंग एज ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स। सडनली दिस डिवाइड एंड रूल पॉलिसी that we have to divide the Hindus and the Muslims and we have to segregate the vote banks. Mr. Siddaramaiah remembered. I get the news that even congressmen are not happy with this. Some within the Congress are not happy with this. And I'm so sad that 2015, when our Karyakartas were opposing this, one of the VHP Karyakartas, Kattappa ji, Kuttappa, he lost his life. So unfortunate. And who were pelting the stones? The stone pelters, because of whom the VHP Karyakarta died, were from PFI. Were from PFI. And PFI is an organization which is almost at the brink of being banned, because we have seen through TV channels as to what the Popular Front of India is doing. And आज मुझे दुख के साथ कहना पड़ रहा है कि इसी PFI के खिलाफ 1600 केसेस थे, उनको सिद्धरमैया जी ने विड्रॉ कर लिया. 170 केसेस PFI के खिलाफ ऐसे भी थे जिसको कि पुलिस ने कहा था विड्रॉ नहीं करना चाहिए, नहीं तो सिक्योरिटी का कंसर्न होगा. बट डिस्पाइट द पुलिस वार्निंग, मिस्टर सिद्धरमैया विड्रू दीज केसेस अगेंस्ट द PFI मिसक्रिएंट्स. माय क्वेश्चन इज दिस नॉट टीपूज वे ऑफ फंक्शनिंग? ये PFI और टीपू सुल्तान ऐसे ही तो है. तो ये टीपू सुल्तान के विचारधारा को बढ़ावा देने वाली बात है. ये वही टीपू सुल्तान है जिसने अपने कार्यकाल में, ये टीपू सुल्तान जी की जो जयंती है मेरे ख्याल से कनाडा कल्चरल ऑर्गेनाइज डिपार्टमेंट कर रहा है. लुक एट इट, द कनाडा कल्चरल डिपार्टमेंट ऑफ द गवर्नमेंट, प्रीवियसली आई गैदर इट वॉज द माइनॉरिटी अफेयर्स डिपार्टमेंट विच दे हैड एंट्रस्टेड देम टू डू द सेलिब्रेशंस. बट आफ्टर द हल्लाबुल्लू दे फेल्ट दैट माई गॉड, a grave mistake has been committed, so let's come back and let's entrust this work to the Kannada Cultural Department. The irony is Tipu Sultan, all his life was anti-Kannada and anti-Hindu. Anti-Kannada, why? Because of the very reason that he in fact removed all the Hindus from the top positions of governance once he became the ruler of Mysore. Approximately for 16 and a half years to 17 years, from 1782 to 1799, he was the ruler of Mysore. During that period, if you go to the manuals and if you go through the postings, you would realize that only one Hindu man was posted, that is Purnaiya. He was a minister in his team. And rest all were substituted by Muslim men, by men who were barbaric then. They were attacking us. And more so, the official language of revenue department then was Kannada and Marathi. That was to be substituted, that was substituted by Persian language. So why should the Kannada cultural department be promoting something which is absolutely against it? They wanted to remove Kannada language. They wanted to remove the beautiful culture of this place. They wanted to substitute it with something which was alien, the Persian language then. And yet, Mr. Sidharamaiya wants that the cultural department, the Kannada cultural department, should be celebrating the Tipu Jayanti. This is absolutely shameless. Multiple temples, the chronicles, in fact, the Gazette of Mysore Gazette. If you would go to the Mysore Gazette, two very extremely important things are mentioned. That approximately 8,000 temples were destroyed by Tipu Sultan. 8,000 mandiron ko Tipu Sultan ne dhwast kiya. And the Gazette mentions categorically that the day Tipu Sultan breathed his last, the day he died in 1799, that day in his kingdom, in his empire, there were only two temples where puja could be performed. Rest all the temples were shut, either desecrated or destroyed, or puja not allowed. Only two temples where puja were allowed, and these two temples where puja were allowed were only allowed because of the fact ki ye jyotish vidya ke madhyam se Tipu Sultan ko advise karte the ki aisa karoge, ye ritual karoge to aur empire badhega, aap padishah ban jaoge, pura emperor ban jaoge South India ke. इसलिए वो दो मंदिरों को उसने अलाउ किया था, वरना किसी को अलाउ भी नहीं किया, सब कुछ ध्वस्त कर दिया. दूसरी बड़ी बात है कि आप देखिए, ये बड़ा दुखद है कि ये वही टीपू सुल्तान है जिसने कर्नाटक के बहुत महत्वपूर्ण शहरों को, केरल के बहुत महत्वपूर्ण शहरों को, जब यहां वो बादशाह के रूप में आया, ही रीनेम्ड दीज सिटीज. मैंगलोर वॉज रीनेम्ड एज जलालाबाद, मैंगलोर एज जलालाबाद, रत्नागिरी एज मुस्तफाबाद, मैसूर एज नजाराबाद, कोझिकोड एज इस्लामाबाद. जस्ट इमेजिन देयर वाज एन इस्लामाबाद देन इन इंडिया. thanks to Tipu Sultan, before even the real Islamabad could be formed, because of Jinnah, we had an Islamabad in India, that is Kozhikode. Kozhikode was named as Islamabad, thankfully, after the death of the tyrant, everything was renamed. Again, otherwise we would have had Islamabad sitting here. So these are the issues which are of extreme importance. And my friends, since time is short, there is a word in Malayali, Padayottam. Padayottam means the military regime. This word has become a part of life of people in the area of Kerala, through which Tipu Sultan ravished everything, went into a rampage, destroyed temples, killed people. Before I end, I want to read something which in fact is a testament as to what Tipu Sultan was doing. It will just take 10 seconds. It is an excerpt from Bartholomew's, who provides a glimpse. He was a famous writer of the era, and he has written, this is from Malabar. First, a corpse of 30,000 barbarians who butchered everybody on the way, followed by the field gun unit. Tipu was riding on an elephant behind which another army of 30,000 soldiers followed. Most of the men and women were hanged in Calicut. First, mothers were hanged with their children tied to their necks. That barbarian Tipu Sultan tied the naked Christians and Hindus to the legs of elephants and made the elephants move around till the bodies of the helpless victims were torn to pieces. Temples and churches were ordered to be burned down, desecrated and destroyed. Christian and Hindu women were forced to marry Mohammedans, and similarly the men were forced to marry Mohammedan women. Those Christians who refused to be honored with Islam were ordered to be killed by hanging immediately. This is the way he was propagating secularism and tolerance for all religion. Because the advertisement that the Karnataka government has issued is this great man with, who taught us religious tolerance. Is this the way by he was teaching us religious tolerance by tying us to elephant feet? Was hanging our mothers and children, he was teaching us religious tolerance. Anyway, Sultan Siddaramaiah ji would not understand all this. Rather, he understands, he knows everything. But for some votes, he was heeding to this kind of vote bank politics. I gather you know more than me about the politics over here. 1.2 lakh rupees was sanctioned by this very government to every mutton shop owned by a Muslim. Every mutton shop which was owned by a Muslim, 1.2 lakh rupees was sanctioned to them to appease them. Shadi Bhagya, only Muslim girls will get 50,000 rupees, one almira and one bed as gift item when they will get married. What is the mistake of a Hindu girl or a Christian girl for that matter of purpose? Is this not propagating Tipu's way of functioning? Subsidies for building and renovating mosques. What is the sin of the temple and the churches? Why can't the temple and the churches and the gurudwaras be built as well? And the temple endowment money is being diverted to the mosques and the madrasas. Mandiron se jo paisa aa raha hai, us paise ko aap, jo chanda aa raha hai, वो आप मदरसे और मस्जिदों के रख रखाव के लिए दे रहे हैं. देखिए, आपत्ति किसी में नहीं है. आपत्ति इस बात का है कि आप टीपू सुल्तान को, उस टीपू सुल्तान को आपने टाइगर कहा जो टायरेंट है. उस टीपू सुल्तान को आप नतमस्तक होकर प्रणाम कर रहे हैं, मगर अपने ही फील्ड मार्शल के एम करियप्पा को अगर आर्मी के चीफ कुछ रिकमेंड करते हैं तो आप उस पर राजनीति करते हैं, उनकी बातों को नहीं मानते हैं, फील्ड मार्शल करियप्पा का अनादर करते हैं. आज मैं इस मंच से, मीडिया भी मौजूद है, मैं सिद्धरमैया जी से सवाल पूछता हूं कि सिद्धरमैया जी आप ये जवाब दीजिए, कांग्रेस पार्टी ने के एम करियप्पा पर प्रश्न उठाया है, क्या आप कांग्रेस पार्टी का साथ देंगे या आप कांग्रेस पार्टी से सवाल पूछेंगे? क्योंकि के एम करियप्पा केवल कर्नाटका का ही नहीं है, वो भारतवर्ष के हैं. और भारतवर्ष के किसी जवान का अपमान अगर होगा तो सिद्धरमैया जी हम आपसे, राहुल जी से और सोनिया जी से सवाल जरूर पूछेंगे. और आशा करता हूं कि आज शाम जब मैं दिल्ली लौटूं उससे पहले आदरणीय सिद्धरमैया जी जवाब जरूर देंगे, क्योंकि करियप्पा जी का अपमान न केवल कर्नाटक बल्कि हिंदुस्तान नहीं सहेगा. धन्यवाद.
Exactly.